So once again today, we're going to be looking at a video. We've switched from David Roll. We're now going to be hearing from Dr. Glenn Fritz. The videos that we'll be doing this week and a few subsequent weeks are from an interview that Tim Mahoney from Patterns of Evidence conducted with Dr. Fritz. And it's about the Red Sea crossing that we're going to be talking about. The interview series is entitled Searching for the Red Sea Crossing. And it's a focused study on where the crossing took place. There's a couple of events or pieces of information that go together to help us understand the whole trek of the Exodus. They're really key. There's a lot of other details that are important, but one is the location of Mount Sinai. Where is it really? There's a place on the map called the Sinai Peninsula. There's a mountain in there called Mount Sinai on most of your maps, but there's some other locations around where it might be. And that piece of information gets coupled together with, well, what about the sea crossing? What was it? Where did it happen? And how did they get there, and what came together to make that happen? And those two together, they have to fit, because Moses took the people to the mountain after crossing the sea. So where is the Red Sea crossing? Has a lot to do with, well, what mountain is, quote, the mountain of God? That's the name for it in the Bible in various places. In other places, it's Mount Horeb, or the mountain of God. So we're going to take a look for the next number of weeks through this interview setting. What about the Red Sea crossing? What was it and where was it? Tim Mahoney is interviewing Dr. Glenn Fritz, who has a PhD in environmental geography. He's made a focused study on the geography of the Exodus since about the year 2000. And in that endeavor, he's made a number of trips to the Middle East, but his study about elevations and environmental things having to do with, where was water, this, you know, just all of the things that come together. And in the midst of that, because he's doing it in the context of Exodus, he also brings us some very important information about the scriptures themselves and what the words mean. And it might be a little bit tedious in a certain way, because in order to really understand the importance of the things that he's going to tell us, he also has to bring in some references to other ideas that are clearly not good, not biblical, but false. And one example you probably heard of, the Reed Sea. That wasn't the Red Sea, it was the Reed Sea. Well, he addresses that quite a bit, but also some other locations and some other kinds of things, and he uses the biblical narrative to take us there. This interview is in six segments, so it's going to take us a little while to get through these, but when we're done, we should have a pretty good biblical understanding of where the location is, why it's there, and when somebody starts talking about, well, a wind could not do that. Now, on one hand, we don't need anybody to tell us that. We see it as a miracle. And we know that a wind didn't do it, but a wind was involved at the time it was done. And so we could easily say, well, of course not. That was a miracle of God. But in this series, he's going to take us to why the text even supports those kinds of things and really gives us a firm foundation to work on. So for the next little more than 30 minutes, almost 40 minutes, we're going to look at the video. Any questions or comments before I start? By the way, as I'm going through these, I'm always open to comments and suggestions. So we'll have a few minutes to visit when we get done here, but